This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, October 16th, brought to you by U.S. Soy. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Talley. Farm groups are calling on the White House to make domestic crops a priority in sustainable fuel production. Josh Gackel is president of the American Soybean Association and says it's important that the rules for clean fuels production credits benefit domestic feedstocks first.
Yeah, it's important they get the rules right. American Soybean Association, National Corn Growers, Farm Bureau have been active on this over the past several months, ever since the first rule was announced, trying to ensure that Treasury and USDA and EPA plays a role as well in getting those rules right. Farm Bureau CEO of ASA, American Soybean, was there. Steve Sensky, National Corn, was there. Hopefully the meeting indicates that White House understands the importance of getting these rules right and getting something out there that we as farmers and producers can start planning for.
Gackel says the previous 40B rules were too restrictive. He says producers are making cropping decisions now that may determine their crops' eligibility for renewable fuel markets.
Fertilizer, seed, every other input that we're planning for 2025. You know, just the actual farming practices that we want to implement and having the available tools, whether it's pesticides or, you know, other crop protection tools, in order to know that what we're going to be using and what we'll be putting in the ground qualifies for the program. And many of those decisions, if they haven't been made, are being made right now.
American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall says a variety of climate-smart farming practices should be eligible.
Well, there should be more climate-smart agricultural practices available to qualify to grow crops that would be eligible for this credit. And we also think that the conservation requirements should be unbundled to maximize the flexibility for farmers who want to participate.
The National Corn Growers and American Soybean Association recently released a study on the potential impact of another trade battle with China over tariffs. Krista Swanson with the Corn Growers says lost markets mean lost revenue for farmers.
One is that U.S. soybean and corn exports to China drop, and Brazil gains that market share. Our corn prices drop from already low levels, and U.S. corn and soybeans also lose production value, and rural economies suffer when we have a setup where corn and soybeans are losing production value.
Josh Gackel says commodity prices have dropped and would see even more pressure with lost global markets.
Already are below the cost of production. And I know, you know, lenders are nervous as well. The folks in the ag lending community that farmers work with on a daily basis. You know, we talked earlier about making plans for 45Z in our farming practices. Farmers are also making plans financially for 2025 and already starting the conversation with their bankers, people they do business with, and there's just the general sense of unease in farm country when it comes to 2025 because of the, you know, we're already below cost of production. Any further stress, whether it comes through new tariffs and escalated trade wars with China and other countries, only creates more financial stress on the farm.
Swanson says there's a ripple effect beyond lost exports.
About 15% of what we produce in a given year is exported, just as corn itself. Then when we add in what is exported as ethanol or what is exported in animal and meat products, we're having more of our corn leaving this nation in those value-added forms as well. So the value to the farmer is much greater than that 15%.
Gackel says lost markets create competition that won't easily be overcome.
What I came away with there is the amount of available land that they have available to convert to cropland. And these types of situations when the U.S. becomes a less reliable provider, a more expensive option under a tariff scenario, further gives Brazil and Argentina, and especially Brazil, the chance to add more acres and to become the chief beneficiary of some type of trade escalation.
The previous Trump administration and current Biden administration used tariffs against China. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by U.S. Soy. The tiny, unassuming soybean is a mighty force, providing the protein, oil, and fiber that powers people and our planet in multiple ways, sustainably and reliably, harvest after harvest. With unmatched versatility, U.S. soy is meeting the world's growing demand for food, feed, fuel, and so much more. Learn more about soy's superpower at wholebean.ussoy.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nellie.